AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Preparations are being made in Florida and Georgia as Hurricane Helene moves up the Gulf Coast. Landfall is expected late tomorrow. Robbie Berg at the National Hurricane Center says Helene could be a Category 3 when it reaches Florida. And this is different.
Not just the intensity of the storm, but the size of the storm is just going to increase the wind and storm surge hazards that we may see. So please do not compare it to other storms you may have experienced over the past year or two.
Forecasters say storm surge from Helene could swallow entire homes. At the UN General Assembly, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says world leaders need to push for full peace with Russia, not just a lull in fighting. Meantime, President Vladimir Putin says conventional attacks on Russia supported by a nuclear power will be considered a joint attack on his country. Vice President Kamala Harris plans to visit the southern border Friday. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Her campaign's looking to turn a liability into a strength. GOP challenger Donald Trump's been hammering Harris on immigration and the border and says she'll head to the border in Arizona for political reasons.
When Kamala speaks about the border, her credibility is less than zero. I hope you're going to remember that on Friday when she tells you about the border.
Again, calling Harris a former border czar who made illegal immigration worse. She's worked to make immigration an issue that can help her win supporters, though polls show voters continue trusting Trump more on the issue. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden says all-out war is still possible as fighting escalates between Israel and Hezbollah, and he's hopeful an off-ramp can be found. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is urging both sides to step back.
We've been working tirelessly with partners to avoid a full-blown war and to move to a diplomatic process that would allow Israelis and Lebanese alike to go back to their homes.
This is AP News. A bakery near Philadelphia, known for its election cookie poll, is being swamped with orders. People at Loschel's Bakery are buying 4-inch round sugar cookies. One has blue and white sprinkles with a Harris 2024 label on it. The other has red and white sprinkles with a Trump 2024 label on it. Kathy Loschel says they started this poll in 2008.
This is just like a fun, non-stressful tally that we're taking. It's definitely not scientific. It's just a delicious way, I say, to take the pressure off what is going on with the election.
People are driving from miles away to buy the cookies, and shipment orders are coming from as far away as Alaska. Hoschel says reaction to the cookies online has been ugly at times.
But here in our store, it has been nothing but positive.
So far, Donald Trump's cookies have sold more. He mentioned the poll on social media. But as Kathy Loschel points out, it's just a cookie. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.